X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Yes, we are.
prisoners, but no freedom for me.
Journal, volume 39. It's, I think it's August 29th. I think it's Wednesday, August 29th, 2000, at 5:44 a.m. I've been tripping on 5 hits of incredibly, incredibly strong acid. It's been awesome, and it's near dawn, and I think I'm gonna ride. Because what the fuck? I've got water, I've got a camera, and I've got notebook. I've got voice journal. And I've got bike. I'm gonna take out the headphones because I think they're just gonna get in the way and damage. Sounds of Burning Man at like day 2, 5 in the morning. Random commentary. Gonna be driving by the place that I was dancing for a long while, which is really cool. Great music. There's a fucking fire dancer now there. Thank you.
interactive symphonic music.
City, for a lot of people, is home. It's a homecoming of something that goes on all year round. Something that never ends. Something that you carry in your heart. Something that you have with you always for comfort, for inspiration, and something you live to get back to. That scares me. Hot. Good. Committed to it in mind and in spirit, but I haven't committed to it in body, which makes this year's theme of the body so relevant and kind of like in my face for me. Whether it is for anybody else, and I would bet it is for other people too. I'm not good at accepting love because I always figure there's a price and there's a consequence. Nothing's given physically as a gift. It's all expectation and exploitation and damnation. Center camp, where I was last night. Good to write down to really good yesterday. Be presented with those kind of situations. conversations with people from last year. Maybe deepened my relationships with some of them. But no one knew. Here, but those temptations involve letting go. And letting go is hard, because I don't want to let go of everything, because I don't dislike everything. And I don't think letting go of everything would be a good thing. I was thinking about a poem someone read today. Got me liking something I heard at a poetry reading. He talked about music, someone having a huge record collection, but after a while not hearing the music, it just all sounded the same or whatever. And then he was on a road trip where there was no music, and he was so deprived that ever thereafter, he sort of learned how to listen in a different way. That's really fucking cool. And it was about how there's a faith that something is to come. A faith between the beats was the way I was phrasing it to myself. Morning. And then I saw this couple at the rave camp I was at, just writhing in sex and having so much fucking fun. Morning. I'm supposed to be home here and native here and contributing here in a way I've never contributed to any city before. Then being comfortable at the absolute current state of my own skin. Morning. I've never ridden around my town saying good morning to people at random. Whatever town it was I was living in at the time, it doesn't matter. I never did anything close. I guess delivering newspapers was Visible woman, orgasmic pinball.
36 X with commander Q.
36 X with commander Q.
36 X commander Q.
And spirit and all ready.
Get the air for me.
Yeah, it's 6:10. Wednesday, August 30th, 2000, 11:19 p.m. Black Rock City, a club called Zara, X-A-R-A. It's a blacklight club with a floor made of real grass and lots of hangings. Designed to give it a jungle look. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I'm still coming off of a major acid trip. Not sure where the night is bound. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell her thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. This is volume number 255 of the Voice Journal of Raymond Sulo Jr. It is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022 at 5:41 p.m. Bungalow C, Attic Study, Work Table, Milkhurst, Massachusetts. Well, howdy. This is where I'm back to. Back where sometimes I feel like I'm always leaving from and arriving to. Maybe this is in spirit kind of like my Avon Pan courtyard in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Mass. Now, passed on several years. But I feel good to be back. I had a so-so day at work. I was distracted and somewhat enthused, but I plowed on through and just I tried to do good even at half speed. Probably the best way to put it. And just now I unpacked my bags of their million items, notebooks and whatnot, and I got everything put away, or well nigh tore put away. The Dreamland Jazz Station is on the Attic Radio. Took the moment of silence here, which is why I paused, but there it is. I don't feel I should make this entry terribly long because I recorded many volumes traveling, which is perfectly fine. Part of, how much traveling fun is recording it. And I will certainly find it interesting when I get to it to listen back to those tapes, but this is not traveling. This is the beginnings of back to business, and really I don't foresee another trip until I think May. We go to see Cassie's family and Colorado, and I believe that Shanice. Yeah, I guess a niece of my color is graduating high school, I think. I think so, true. On the bus coming back, I worked on numerous things, some of which I had worked on up to that point during the trip. I read through the Jim Burke book, Letters of Jim Burke, the draft copy, and I wrote a draft introduction, which, and I worked on many music notes, and I'll be doing that again tonight. Getting a whole lasso of them, and not done getting the lasso, but I'm
Wow. I'm figuring how this is going to work to a degree. I was really glad when that trip was done. I was glad when the bus trip was back. It turned out to be as swift as can be, and the Uber driver home was friendly. There was no muck-ups, which was nice. I spent yesterday, in an interesting way, I guess I recorded this volume last yesterday morning, when I was still in my own hotel room, and I worked in the morning in my work bed, as I called it. And then I packed up, and I got the fast track to Hartford. I recorded video and pictures on Gumby along the way. Maybe that got me a little bit going in terms of enthusiasm, because I didn't get off the bus station. I got off a few blocks in the library. I walked there, and I really hate what they've done with it. The redo of it, the tear down, rebuild, and the result, I just don't think is lovable. I don't think it's architecturally pretty. I don't think it's functionally intelligent. It's just large. And it doesn't really make good use of its space. It's not really friendly or inviting. It's just large. It's cavernous. But I found a table, I put my head down, and I started working on the mini music notes there, which I later continued on the bus, and I made some headway. Some further headway, I should say. Then I walked over to Cement Park, which is a park. I don't even know what the hell the building's on anymore. It used to be Travelers Insurance, and it was the Travelers, the park next to Travelers Insurance, which I'm assuming, I don't know if Travelers is still Travelers or it's something else. But they've taken out all the benches, all the seats, everything. It's a cement floor. It used to be a cement park. But the Puritan statues were still there, so I took a few pictures of those. They were erected, it's 27 days before I was born. 1964. They were erected April 1st. And as foolish as that sounds, somehow there's a little tiny bit of connecting comfort there. Something that hasn't changed. Something I like that hasn't changed there. There were some signs of life in Hartford, though. There were some stores that I hadn't seen before, and there were less empty storefronts. So like New Britain, there seemed to be a little bit of budding and blooming. I find it encouraging. If I have something to enjoy, to interact with, to spend money at, then I can kind of get behind it. I saw Barnes & Noble there because UConn has moved into the basement of the Hartford Library, and they have a Barnes & Noble nearby as well. So there seems to be a UConn-Hartford presence. I think UConn's always been Hartford, University of Connecticut, but it seems like some of it has moved downtown. And I came back, and we had dinner. We watched The Expanse, which is a really good science fiction TV show. Really, really good. Dark, but well-made. And then I pulled myself together to tell the creature tale, and we went to bed. And today was work. Cassie went off for her one day a week working in the office, which she currently does, doing that for about a month. So, I have just this, that, the other, and the other to do here. And it's 5:45, so I've had a couple hours of change. I'm going to turn off the attic radio and turn on Tabby, who is a tablet friend of mine. And I'm going to be going through labyrinthine for gatekeeper notes. And I'm also going to be playing the Nitty Gritty Grippians, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 3 for Long Live Rock this weekend. Yes, back to radio. One more thing to rant about before going. So, someone who is an acquaintance of a friend of mine, Sam Knott, who lives in France, who is a genuine friend of mine, at a distance, but he and I are very simpatico. Someone who's an acquaintance of his wanted to be a DJ at Spirit Plants Radio, and so I sent this person all the instructions, and we talked about the show title and his DJ name. And he said, I'll send you all the instructions, just follow them and everything good. And he kind of, sort of, half followed them. And I just, like, I wrote him back and said, you didn't follow the rules. There's not that many of them. I'm going to list out what you need to do. And you have a decision to make as to whether you want to be involved still or not. If you do, let's go forward. If you don't, it's fine. You'll find another place for your show, your content, whatever it is. But it's funny, like, I used to be so excited about new DJs, and I'm not anymore. I virtually prefer none. I prefer me and the other shows that I do additionally. Under different names. They're not within. They're not under my name. They're not my core show that I've been doing since 1999, but there are other DJ shows I do. This voice journal being associated with 36X. And I kind of sort of like the DJs of the people who also contribute to the Cenacle. I like Sam Knott's show, I like Nathan's show, Judy's show, Tamara's show, and I think Joe Money is going to have a show, possibly. But, you know, I don't... Like, if they don't exist at this point, and I may change my tune, like... If one of them, one or more of them said, you know what, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm full and satisfied. I enjoyed it, thank you, and I'm not going to continue at this time. I just, like, I used to be heartbroken when shows ended. It used to make me so sad. And the only one that makes me sad now that ended sad, not, you know, regretful, maybe a lesser emotion, but sad, is DJ Frogs, because he died. His show stopped because he died. The last show he made a week or two before he died. I mean, his show meant a lot to him, and I think everyone else, for the most part, like, they'll do it, or they'll put something together, or they'll let me put something together of their material, and they'll be grateful I did. Nobody's ever said anything otherwise to me, but I just don't. I don't think they don't matter like that to them. They other things that matter to them are just to make sure. I think the radio shows they do just because, you know, it's almost like it's a nice thing between us, but it's not the chief thing of artistic collaboration, which is their work in the Cenacle. But I laid down a very few rules about show title and IDs and length and playlist and where to put all of it. And it's like, this shit just isn't that fucking hard. And I felt like I was being sort of passive aggressive. I'm going to do it the way I do it, and you're going to somehow, like, be appreciative. And it's like, fuck you. Fuck you. You know? This is my fucking project. And I can do it any way I want to. And I don't need anybody to go along with it. I mean, I like when people are part of it, but need, no, not anymore. And I wrote to Sam, and the only part of it that I really regret is that it this endeavor with this person I just met, who knows Sam, it kind of, like, included him, and it's like, I don't want to include him in something that's aggravating and negative, because he is completely good intentions, and so... You know, I don't want him getting dinged at all, period. He's done nothing wrong. just the opposite. And so that annoys me. But I wrote the guy a note. I laid out what was needed. I said, if you do it, that's great. If you don't choose to do it, that's fine. I wish you well. You know, sometimes things don't work out. I tried to write as neutral a note as possible about, like, you're going to follow the rules I set down. If you're not comfortable with them, then find another venue that you are comfortable with. That's it. That's all. I don't know. I don't think that's passive aggressive, because I wasn't being, like, kind of sort of about it. I was like, this is what you've got to do for success. And if you choose not to do it for success, then you need to find, then your option is to find a venue where you're more comfortable. I was trying not to be passive aggressive. I was just trying to be straight the fuck up. But still, since I'm ranting about it, it does obviously linger and trouble me. I would welcome a new DJ. But I've learned from dealing with lots and lots of them over years. I mean, lots of them. I don't know. I'd say, let's say 70. 70 some odd DJs I work with. And what I've learned is that some of them will follow the rules. They'll pay attention. They'll want respect, and they'll give it. And it won't be hard. And then some will kind of like try to, I don't know, they'll try to like Cassie's, where they'll be honorary and not in a charming way. They'll just be like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and that's pretty much it. And whether the advantage was ever to any of them, it might have been at some point when I was felt more needful of putting together a slate of 5-6 DJs a week, but no, not now. There's no advantage to me now. And frankly, the few DJs that are kind of still in the mix are Cassie Show, Sam, Jude, Tamara, Nathan, and Joe Money will still be. That's six. That's six shows. Yeah, that's six shows in addition to mine. That's plenty. They don't, any of them appear that often, but it's like, it's enough that they appear often enough. And so, I don't need additional. I will say, I hope that he writes back and says, sorry for the misunderstanding. I'll follow your list of things and we'll get this right. But, you know, I won't spill a tear if he doesn't do that. I just won't. I've got to get into other things. I was reading briefly about Sherlock Holmes and Arthur Conan Doyle on Wikipedia. He wrote 4 novels or novellas and 56 stories. He wrote them between 1887 and 1927, and he died, I believe, in 1930. So, over the course of 40 years, first to last, he wrote 60 works, 4 longer, 56 short. And I think he wrote a couple of plays as well, based on Sherlock Holmes. So, I'm not going to in any way publish even the, like, it's just going to be like several stories at most, or one of the novellas in terms of Burning Man books, but for some reason I'm just following it along. There's a kind of a narrative thread that goes from story to story, even though they're pretty much unrelated, and yet they're kind of episodic. They're like the TV shows that Sherlock Holmes is inspired over the course of time, where it's the same cast of characters and kind of the same structure of the story, and if you kind of like one, you probably like them all. And that's what I found. I've just been reading one after the next. So I'm going to do that now. I think they're short enough I can just like have one a day. Even with that, it'll be a while me reading, because when I'm home I only read when I'm up here pretty much. I've read fifth, where I read two novellas, and I read I've read 8 out of 60 pieces, and all things being equal, I'm going to keep reading the rest. I have 52 to go, and I guess that'll take me a couple of months. But I think it'll be a fun couple of months, and I look forward to like then going off and reseeing some of the movies and TV shows and stuff, just to see how knowledge of the writing in my mind, how the interpretations on TV have done them on and radio and stuff. I think that will be fun to do. Maybe I'll even work some Sherlock Holmes into Spirit Plants Radio on the classics, on the old time radio. That's not a bad idea. Alright, so having talked far more than I intended, but still caught up and carried on.
Saying things that I don't want to say. It's got me seeing sun on a rainy day. Naked marble statues, they turn into clay. My body's getting weaker as my thoughts fade away. Lord, my life is just a one-way street. It's got me hating things that I used to love, and now I beg for mercy from the Lord up above. Being strung out is just a one-way street. It's a race against time in which you shouldn't compete. Thought I'd try it just one time. Now I got more tracks than the Santa Fe line. I started looking for kicks when I was around 14. Getting drunk, sniffing glue. A year later, I started dropping pills, smoking a little grass. And then one day, when I was around 18, I met some people who said they had everything they needed to make a party. Some white powder, a spoon, an eyedropper.
It's Wednesday, March 9th, 2022, at 8:40 p.m. Bungalow C, attic study, work table, Mount Gross, Massachusetts. It's snowing out. I didn't go on my walk. I haven't been on it in some days now, which is not good. I hope to do it again tomorrow. Getting warm this week anyway. But, excuse me, I've been working on new Many Musics poems, which are transfigurations of labyrinthine text, and I'm not sure how it exactly works, but the purpose of it is to tell the new Many Musics poems in purpose, in part, to tell Gatekeeper's story that is told in Fractures and Labyrinthine, to tell it in a different way in Many Musics. In order to do that, I have to actually extract the story and get all the details from Labyrinthine, and it's spread over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fucking pages. And I'm taking a lot of notes, and moreover, I'm thinking about the whole thing, and how to sort of winnow it down to the essence of the story. And I think part of the story of the Gatekeeper is he films the Tangled Gate myth, the 36 original poem, the story of the princess and the king and the beast, and the original one that he wrote back in 2012. In 2013, I wrote the labyrinthine version of the same story, so it wasn't that long before I was already telling the story again. And then a couple of years ago, I retold the story in Many Musics. So the story has now been told fully. This original mythos has been told fully. It's been told in Many Musics and retold in Many Musics, and it's been told in Labyrinthine as a version of the Many Musics original story. And now I'm proposing to tell it a third time in Many Musics, and possibly a second time. Third time in Many Musics and possibly a second time in Labyrinthine. I'm not sure. But it's all very complicated, and the playing field is ever wider. So, it's a challenge. That's all I can say. But it's the kind of challenge that interests me. It's the kind of challenge that I would take on, having written all this stuff, as the next thing I would do. It would have to be something even more ambitious than what I've done so far. There's no other way. Anyway, it's time for dinner. Cassie had work struggles today with an employee who's not doing so well in her competencies. We talked at length about it, and she generously gave me some extra time up here to work as compensation for extra talk, which I would have done with her either way. But now the time is concluded, and so I'm going to be going down for dinner.
and the season 4 finale of The Expanse, which I'm very excited to see again. So I guess that's it for this relatively brief entry, but more
test 1 2 3 test 1 2 3 test 1 2 3. All right, it is Thursday, March 10, 2022, at 4:16 p.m. Walking down Derby Road, Melrose, Massachusetts. I haven't taken this walk in, I guess, a week. And if I didn't do it today, I wouldn't get one in this week. It's funny that this work week is down to one more day, and Cassie's work week is pretty much done since she does it on Fridays. Back to the grind, and nothing really to know about the grind. Just the familiar work, and I guess it's really just just walking into the mindset to get stuff done every day. It's not hard. It's just a matter of persistence. And so I had some meetings today that were useful towards stuff. And today I got further into this weekend's radio, which is always a concern in terms of time and being late on it and whatnot, which seems to happen too often. My show is well along in terms of knowing the content I'm going to play and all, so that's a good thing. And what about 36X? That this Voice Journal seems to be part and parcel with. I was working on episode number 30, which it's one of the ones from the original 50 or so volume series. It's about the 30th volume. Hello. I'm about 30 volumes into the original 50 or so volumes that I did between 99 and 2001, maybe 2002. But they're the first Back Wind volumes of the series, and there were about 50 of them, and I think I've now broadcast about 30 of them. And this one was mostly Strange Folk. Strange Folk Show, the Avalon Ballroom, June of 2000. I recorded the first set, except for like the last couple of minutes of it, and that comprises most of this episode. And then most of the rest of it is me walking along Canal Street in Malden, kvetching about the Jellicle Guild. And then, funnily enough, I had this rant I went on at a recent Jellicle Guild meeting, 21 years after the one I was ranting about then. But this wasn't a rant about the Jellicle Guild. This was a rant about people who are stupid and don't get the COVID vaccine and cause things to just not be as good as they could be if everybody just took the damn shot. So it's just funny to have those two together in one audio piece. I think I sometimes get sometimes I get entertained by things that are not anything anyone else would notice, but since I'm putting it all together, I suppose that that's not a bad thing. There's this potential DJ for Spirit Plants Radio who decided I made too many demands. I think I made them all about 4 or 5 to get his show underway, and he withdrew, and I say good riddance. And one of the good thing about it is it got me to, I messaged my friend Judy in Israel, poet. She also has a radio show, and I hadn't asked her to do an episode in a while, and she sounded enthused, and she said she might do some kind of interview for it, and I like her show, and does it about quarterly, and I just hadn't asked, and so, and Joe Money, my friend up in Canada, I sort of pinged her a bit about getting a show underway, and I realized that I really prefer for the radio, I guess, the same kind of standards as I do for the cynical. I prefer to work with people I've met and bonded with and connected with. They don't have to be people I've known forever, because that would be kind of stale after a while. But just random people who contact me, it doesn't happen too often, but it's just not as appealing. It's like, this guy came at me with just this set of expectations that somehow him putting together albums of music, like, I would just put that on the radio. Like, it would just be, like, there wouldn't be any transition or rules or anything involved. He would just do what he wanted and I would air it. And it's like, I don't think so. So anyway, that didn't work out. I don't care that it didn't work out. In fact, it kind of like pointed me back to the people I am currently been working with on the radio. And I think I was talking about this maybe last night or something, I don't know. But, you know, I just would like it to be something where there'd be a little bit more meaningful relationship than just some random guy. Because his presumptions were just, he couldn't get beyond them. He couldn't understand that there were rules to how things worked. I mean, he acted like he'd listened to the station, but I kind of didn't believe him. I usually ask people who inquire to go and listen to some of the shows, listen to the station, give me their impressions, and this guy's impressions were rather vague. And I've dealt with enough people to know when someone's just kind of bullshitting their way through a bit. But I kept going with it even after that, because Sam was vouching for him, kinda. My friend Sam, not in France. They have had some minor bit of involvement with each other. And Sam seemed to vouch for the guy and to know of him. So I just kinda went forward a bit, and I think Sam would have been fine with, you know, less rules than me, but hello.
How you doing?
But he understood. He understood, and, you know, I explained it to him. I explained it to the other guy. What the station is, how it's come about. I don't think he cared. I don't think it mattered enough to him, because he was just looking for an outlet to promote his work. He wasn't looking to actually do a radio show. And, I mean, that's just, I'm not interested in that. I don't know. I can't really say in the end how it broke down, but it broke down because my interest was not that high, and the few usual bars I set to be hopped over to get something underway in a good manner, this guy didn't really, he wasn't really interested in doing that. He was like, and I think it's because if you make your own albums, you put them on SoundCloud or some other platform, you kind of have complete control over, you have complete control over how you're doing it. I mean, you're operating independently. Audio can be as much as you want, as often as you want, as long as you want, whenever you want, which is fine if it's your deal. But if you come to someone else, you know, it's like, I don't know how you can help but expect that they would have ways of doing things. And that's what it came down to. There was really no real regard of that kind. And I don't think it was really, in the end, there wasn't really any there was no antagonism in it. It just wasn't a good fit. And I let him know that. I think that's what I was talking about. I'd let this guy know that there's a few rules to follow, and you know, you're either willing to or you're not, and if you're not, I wish you well. And he said he wasn't, and I wished him well. And I guess I didn't used to see Square Plants Radio and Scripture Press as being so connected to each other in a way. But they really are. They really are. And it's not a difficult connection to make that I can interest people in at least doing for a while a radio show, seeing if it's something they want to do long term. Sam did one for a dozen episodes, and then he said he considered that season one or whatever, and whether he'll do more or not, I don't know. I made sure he felt no pressure. He knows I'd like it, but it's not something that I'd be disappointed if he didn't, you know, something where he has to feel badly. So anyway, that was that. We're going to watch Married at First Sight in a short while. Pizza Hut now delivers out here, which is delights Cassie to no end, because we used to get Pizza Hut when we lived out in Portland, Oregon. A favorite, and we get it up in Maine every year when we go up there. So, I found a nice pencil on the ground, and I'm claiming it for the group of pencils that do the secret book. It's going to be one of their number. I'm going to pause this while I go into the store and get some cookies. I realize you don't have a mask on, so they have a rule then. I'm not going in, but more in a bit. Okay, resuming. No mask needed. I don't know if I should get used to that or comfortable with it. I really don't know. I read in my daily New York Times newsletter that masking doesn't do all that much compared to vaccines. It doesn't really accomplish all that much. It's not like one must be equally masked and vaccinated. It's like vaccines are the deal, and masking just doesn't really, at least at this point, it probably helped an awful lot when there were no vaccines yet. Seems as though we've got existing vaccines that do the work. So, all right. I don't know if I've crossed that line really. I mean, I know there are places where you've got to mask up, and it's not your choice. But I just don't know what to think about it. But I tend to think that It makes sense. And always have a mask in handy, which I didn't this time, but I need to learn the lesson. Always have a mask ready to go for situations where they're required. Simple as that. I guess the last thing to talk about is the great grand graded narrative. Gerger Burton for friendly. Walking by a house that looks like it's really been taken apart and then re-put together. A lot of builders about moving lots of long planks. Anyway, so my current effort with it is kind of what I was doing toward the end of my trip down into Britain, and I kept doing all week, which is to extract gatekeeper narrative from labyrinthine and use it in some way, shape, or form in many musics. And I have a ton of work left to go on that front, but once we're done with our Thursday date, a day early because of my request, I'm probably going to end up in the attic working away as I had been. I have this PDF document. 1,500 pages. It's not all of Labyrinthine, which in PDF form, typed PDF form, would be much longer. I think it would be 1,300 pages, and this is about half of that. But it's also, for the most part, pages that mention Gatekeeper in his film Remote End. So that makes it shorter than it would be at full length, but I'm third through that. I think 150 pages, maybe a quarter way through it. And I'm essentially taking what was written there and taking notes toward figuring out a way to use portions of it in many musics. Not all of it. And also to mix it with new things. So, it's a complicated thing, and it's time consuming, but I'm hopeful it's going to work. I think that's it for now. Just good luck. I got cookies that don't Mountain Dew to add to our date's stash, and I'll be talking about all this soon. More later.
Incense burner, I unplug my head, tuning into pulsations of reality. Short circuit vibrations start to throbbing, receding ricochet like a pinball on a rainbow, levitating my mind. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching, probing, skinny dipping in the depths of eternity, meditating, meditating. We'll be right back. trying to find to satisfy my mind. The truth and reality. I sit here searching and probing in the depths of eternity. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching and probing for eternity. Meditating.